imposter syndrome.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Life Swap Podcast, the podcast that explores the themes, issues, and people that we've grown to love on the show Life Swap, now available on the CBD Network, that is the Canadian Broadcasting Dish Network. I am your host, as always, Horatio Baggins, and today I am joined by the most, well, I hate to use the word fan favorites, but my two guests tonight were the most recent what would you call them? I suppose you would say contestants on the show. And I am so thrilled to have them here today. I know we have a lot of fan mail. We're going to get to that in our second segment. But first, I just wanted to give a little introduction to who they are. And I figured the best way to do that was to let them do it themselves, as the saying goes. So please, my friends, it is so good to have you here. Please, why don't you let our listeners know who you are?
It's me. It's me. It's us. And only it's me. No.
Say, oh, you
it's
go.
Me. It's me.
Okay.
It's me, Kimberly.
Okay. And it's me, Gerald. And what I was going to say is, like, it's me, Kimberly. You know what I mean? Like,
why?
That's, well, you know, because we're, because we, you know, because of the life swap thing. It's like, should I just be, should we be saying each other's name?
Somebody's still hashtag swapping.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm never not swapping. Never not swapping. Horatio.
That's right.
Yeah, Horatio.
That's right. So why don't we go ahead and begin with you, Kimberly. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and your journey to the show. How did you find yourself on the show?
Well, I was under a bridge one night and I looked at my self and I said, Kimberly, this isn't you. You got to get up onto the street level and get on a TV show. I mean, really, isn't that what we're all trying to do? And this mortal coil, get famous. And I thought, what better way to do that than Life Swap? I mean, I'm born and bred Canadian. You know, out here. I was under that bridge, and I said, I'm not a troll. I'm a star. So I just walked on up there and submitted. I went to that library, you know, downtown Toronto.
Right. The Toronto downtown library, yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Central, and I got on one of those computers, and I looked up. I Googled how to get on Life Swap, please. And I got lucky, and then I got even luckier, I think.
Well, I mean, certainly luck plays a part into it, but let's be honest, Kimberly, you have a magnetic personality, and your upbringing and your lifestyle really was something that I think attracted the producers. In my talks with Armando Frescaturi, the show's producer, he did tell us that, you know, there were a lot of things that really drew them to you in particular, which we'll get into a little bit later. But anything else you want to tell us about how you found your way into the show?
No.
All right, good. Well, let's move on to Gerald. Gerald, now, we know that you have an interesting backstory. Some of our fans saw this on the show. But why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
I mean, look, Horatio, let's kind of get one thing straight here.
Horatio.
I'm not Horatio. What did I say?
Horatio.
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 Hardly knew ye. But listen, man. No, I made that up. But listen, I'm not from here. I'm not from Canada. I don't really know much about, like, what's going on, what's not going on. So, however, I have been trying to get on a Life Swap for, I mean, freaking years and years. I have been trying. I've said, man, this is the show for me. I need to change this shit. Can I curse on here?
You can. We'll probably edit it out later as it is Canadian public radio, but please feel free.
Okay. I was like, I gotta get this shit. I gotta change it up, right? So, like, I've been trying to get on this show. I'm finally here. And I, you know, I got matched, right? The producers emailed me. It's like, hey, we finally found you a life, you know, a swap swap
I say?
Match.
What I say? It's all about me.
You said swap match, yeah, right? And it's all about you. And I, boy, do I know it. And they emailed me and they said, hey, Gerald, look, this lady, Kimberly, she's under a bridge. She, you know, she's ready to go. I think her profile matches your profile. And I was like, okay, like, doesn't sound like it. But then I, you know, I said yes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm here, and I'm obviously living in Canada at the moment. I'm from South Dakota.
Right, yes.
Originally, and, you know, obviously the life swap, the American life swap won't have me. So I made my way up, and I'm here, and I'm happy to be here, despite, you know, the circumstances I might find myself in.
For sure. And just a note for our listeners, one of our contestants here is still actually under that bridge, so the sounds you might hear in the background are ambient traffic noises to be expected. Also, let's just talk about the elephant in the room, the American life swap. I mean, it's... Classic,
no,
Gerald.
No,
you know, the American life swap is fine.
Wait,
you know, it speaks to an audience.
What?
Yes?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Huh?
I was just saying, the American life swap is fine. It speaks to a certain audience, but, you know, it's just a little crass, it's a little unforgiving, it's a little cruel. Whereas, you know, here in the Maple State, we really believe that, you know, our television and our podcast should be as positive as the experience of living, you know, which is why we don't say the S word. We say maple spit, you know, like, what a piece of maple spit that person turned out to be. So feel free to take that as you will, Gerald.
Okay,
and, like,
good to know.
We
good
can
to
it
know.
If you like. But please, I want you to be your authentic selves, because that is what our fans are tuning in for.
Sure.
Is to hear who you are. You know, reality TV is so segmented into one particular thing, and we see what the producers, aka Armando Frescaturi, wants us to see. But this is a chance to really break that open and find out who you are on the inside and who you are.
And you mean that for real. And that's for real.
That is for real. Yes, in fact.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'll do it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Good. Yes.
Don't be an ass spit.
Yes.
Maple spit. Okay. Well,
don't be a maple hole.
Yeah, maple hole. Also, that is also a phrase that we use quite often.
I'm being a bit of a maple hole. Apologies.
You know what? Everybody gets
to what? Apologies to what? The whole country, man.
Apology. Jeez. Apology accepted. On behalf of the Canadian
people. Of course
people,
you did.
Let me just
say,
apology accepted. But listen,
knew you would.
You can be your authentic self here, Gerald. Okay.
I guess.
Now, I just want to take it back for a minute to see.
Can I take my shirt off? Sorry.
Sure, if that's what makes you comfortable, please.
Don't be a maple fucker.
All right, don't,
I mean, wait.
Don't.
Oh,
no.
Mother Maple.
Mother Maple.
Yeah, don't be a Mother Maple. Thank you. I want to take it back for a moment to season one. Of course, everyone knows I was a contestant in that season with my partner, Genevieve. And that's right. We didn't make it to the finals, but we were octafinalists, which is still something to hang your hat on, you know. But we did find that it was an incredible experience, and it certainly changed my life. I mean, the endorsements that came afterwards from Canadian Nike, all of the things that sort of came about were amazing. But I just remember the one thing that I wasn't prepared for was the idea of swapping every aspect of your life. You know, you think when you go on Life Swap, it's like, oh, I'm going to live in their house.
You got to read the fine print.
I'm going to, you know, hang out with their spouse. I'm going to take their kids to hockey or whatever it might be. But no, you swap every aspect of your lives. And
sucks.
It sucked a big aspen. And so I'd love to know, from your perspective, what was the first big surprise that you had in your swap of each other's lives?
Kimberly, if you'd like to, ladies first.
I guess I wasn't expecting the heated toilet seat, to be honest. I wasn't expecting the soda machine.
Surprise!
And I wasn't expecting the doorman and the pit bulls outside your house to guard me every day and night. Wasn't ready for that kind of security, that kind of privilege, and it was really off-putting, really. I felt too secure. I felt lost in the sauce of security.
We live it up in South Dakota. We live in a very, very nice part of South Dakota, for sure. For sure. So I'm not surprised that you were shocked. Sorry, is this not my time to... Maybe you tell me when.
No, please, Gerald, anytime.
I'm just trying to be myself, you know?
Beat yourself?
I'm trying to be myself, Kimberly. Golly.
Just trying to rough you up.
Whatever. Yeah, you wish. All right.
It's good to see that playful antagonism extends beyond the television screen.
Yeah, it does, dude.
Now, so that was your surprise, Katina. What about you, Gerald? You arrived in Toronto. They just sort of put you under the Bridge de Triomphe down there downtown. What was your experience? What was your first big surprise there under that bridge?
Well, Hiroshio, it's a good question. I was down there downtown.
Mm-hmm. Downtown, down there, yeah.
Well, I was down there downtown, like you said, and I knew I was gonna be living under a bridge, mm-hmm. right? Like, I knew that on paper. Like, people told me that, mm-hmm. right? I didn't really expect it to be, under a bridge. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I chalked it up to, like, oh, it's probably, like, not a very nice house.
Right.
You know, it's like a figure of speech. But, like, no. I had a full suitcases, you know, like, I had my doorman on speed dial, whatever. And I showed up, and it was just, like, drip, 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 like, you know, just, like, water. You know, just, like, a bridge under a bridge, right? And I guess that was, like, the first, like, oh, I guess I'm just going to have to, like, be homeless.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, in Canada, as we say, you know, every underbridge is a home for someone, you know. So we prefer to say unstructured.
You do.
Unfour-walled is the term that we like to use in Canada. Just to honor the sort of people who may live under a sort of a arched roof and have a ground with which to sleep on. You know, it may be covered in rubbers and bottles
could
of Jägermeister.
Could be any type of thing.
Sure, yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are homeless. You know, it just means that you are unstructured.
Different home.
On every
And the
dimension.
Crazy thing is, they
Believe
really,
me, I know. Yeah.
The crazy thing is, they didn't really ask me if I had a home. Like, I do have a home. Like, I was just kind of chilling down there at the time.
Oh,
so
whoa.
Wait.
This is a revelation, Kimberly, please. I mean, our fans, this was actually a question.
Where do you, Kimberly, where do you live?
Actually, hold on. This is amazing because one of our fan emails, this is from Scooter Skelton in Sheboygan, wanted to write and ask, did you ever live anywhere else, Kimberly? So this is actually speaking directly to that question. So,
and I would
What's
love
his name,
to
Scooter?
Consider me Sheboygan Scooter, because I would love to know the answer to this question as well.
Scooter Skelton from Sheboygan.
All right, okay. Scooter, listen. Scooter and Canada, Skellington. I have multiple homes. None of them are particularly nice. Like, I don't have I don't have a soda machine. I don't have a
okay,
I don't
I
have
didn't
a
think that was
a doorman. But I have homes, okay? I have homes, all right? I've got my home in the forest.
Mm.
I have my home in the beach.
Okay. In
and
the
more.
Beach.
And plus also others. So, Scooter and you, Hiroshio, and you, my dear...
Gerald.
Gerald.
Gerald, yes.
I think everyone
pretends
just
like
needs to
forgot
lay
my name.
Off and think about the fact that they did not ask me which of my beautiful homes I would want on the show. They just chose the bridge one.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
dang, Hiroshio, what the heck gives, man? I've been living under a bridge for 4 weeks. Didn't even know I had the option, dude. Bro? The heck?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It is, as far as the underbridges that we have in Toronto, one of the more premier spots.
I mean, there's a couch. You know, there's a full, there's an L, you mm-hmm. know, an L-shaped couch. There's, mm-hmm. you know, other shit, other stuff.
It's beautiful summertime. Oh! It's beautiful summertime.
Yeah.
It's Maple State. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure. All
now,
right. Well,
now
next
let's
question.
Let's get to the confessions, because we all know that they're sort of overproduced in some ways. And we know that this was a big part of your revelations, each of you,
mm-hmm.
In giving your first sort of confessional to the camera about what you were feeling and what you were experiencing. And both of you used the same word, which I found fascinating. You know, in hashtag LifeSwap culture, there is this tendency of intellectual osmosis, you know, where you start to sort of take on thoughts and ideas subconsciously, just by, you know, set and setting. And you both use the word, let me make sure I get it right, crestfallen, I believe was the word, were popularized by Arthur Miller. So please, what exactly did you mean? First of all, let's go with you, Gerald, when you said you were crestfallen to be underneath this bridge. Yeah. Please expand on that, please.
Sure. Happy to. Here's what I'll say.
Yeah, expand on that.
Obviously, crestfallen means sad and disappointed. Obviously, everyone knows. Everyone knows this. We didn't. No one had to look it up. Everyone knows, right? And that's true. I, like I said, didn't think I'd be arriving at a straight up underbridge deal. And yes, it had a bed. And yes, it had a welcome, welcome mat.
Matt.
Yes, Matt. But I was crestfallen because, and there was a, so usually when you get to like a hotel, you know, whatever, like the nicer hotels in South Dakota that I've been to, like the, you know, like the five stars.
The Four Seasons landscaping?
Okay, Kimberly, can we please, can somebody, can we, can she wait her turn? She's, I mean, this is.
chemistry, real chemistry.
I guess.
I'm big up on American politics, you know.
Yes, we, in fact, in Canada, we are all very big up on American politics.
Big up.
Oh, sorry.
On our own. We know that it's not reciprocated. I'm sure you don't even know who the Prime Minister of Canada is.
Oh, Meghan Markle. But so here's, so,
wrong.
Okay. I was crestfallen. So usually, and let me backtrack. When you get to a hotel, they give you a little mint on the pillow, and in the drawer, okay. Another difference about us. Well, I love mint. You hate it.
Shut up.
In the drawer of the hotel room, there's usually a Bible, okay? A traditional Mother Maple Bible, okay? Now, when I got under this bridge, there was a lovely little couch, and there was a bed. And on that bed was a dang dictionary. Okay? And I'm
welcome.
Okay, great. It's like, okay, great. Well, like, you know, God said, let there be A's,
knowledge?
B's, C, the alphabet. Yeah, let there be knowledge.
Words.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
So
I, you know, I'm looking through this thing and I found the word crestfallen was highlighted. And I was like, well, that seems like it's important. So I learned the definition and I was like, oh, this matches exactly with how I feel about being under this Canadian bridge.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
All right, great, thank you. And Kimberly, same question. What prompted your use of the word crestfallen?
I was talking about, you know, those Pillsbury crescent rolls, like a moon shaped little bread.
Yeah. Delicious crescent moon shaped little breads. Yeah,
moon shaped little bread.
I thought
that's universal.
Oh, is it? Well, I found them first day on the job in South Dakota, and I thought I said crescent roll. What did you say?
You know, I misheard. I thought you had said crestfallen. Maybe I was seeking connections where they weren't. We can go back and watch the tape later.
Of course you were. I mean, I gave you such a detail. I mean, that was that made so much sense why I chose for crestfallen. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it was an accident. It's like, oh, okay, great. Jeez.
Well, I learned a new word today, and I also learned that I guess I'm humble.
Well, you know, I hope that it wasn't too lugubrious of a question. I just thought it was an interesting connection that was made. You know, you are right. In Canada, we do have, rather than Bibles, we have a short pocket dictionary in every hotel right next to the autobiography of Wayne Gretzky. Now,
my home under the bridge, which is not a hotel.
When would you, I guess this question goes for like the Bible thing as well, but like when would you ever in a hotel like need that?
Oh, well, for example,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in the hotel and you call the wait staff, you know, you want to dial in some food rather than just being, as the kids say, basic, you know, I want a maple burger with fries. You can say, yeah, yo quiero, I am desirous of a maple burger. with fries accompanying it. You know, it just sure. elevates you to that next level. That
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Ask and answered.
It's a Canuck thing. It's okay. I wouldn't expect you to Ugh. To get it, but you know, hopefully you learn a little
I'm
bit.
Learning. Yeah. I'm learning.
I mean, having life swapped with Gerald, I do feel like, you know, these words like accompany his lifestyle, honestly, more than mine.
Mm.
Yeah. And for me, I'll say, from my experience of Canada, it smells like shit. It smells like underneath a bridge.
Mm.
Well.
Mm. Wow. Hot take from American Gerald.
I don't know
South
what
Dakota.
Else to say. American Have you been- Gerald.
Speaking Can I ask of, you a question, Horatio?
Oh, please, go ahead. Sure, Kimberly.
Well,
come on,
Gerald,
Kim.
Gerald,
yeah?
Have you, yeah. did you find my instructions on how to deal with waste? Did you see the newspaper I left about waste?
No, I did not see that.
Please tell me you That's haven't been awkward. Shitting and, maple pissing and shitting
Thank you.
The river.
Yeah, in the river. Where else was I? Kimberly, where Ooh. Were the instructions?
In the back of the dictionary.
Horatio, hold on. On the back?
Under P, in the, towards the back. In
under P?
P?
Under, yes.
That's not,
wow.
That's not the end.
Towards the end.
We may have inadvertently admitted
to it. I'm pissed off. I'm gonna maple out.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's not admit to any more federal crimes here. Okay.
I already took my shirt off.
Just don't do it anymore, Gerald. You're gonna get us in trouble.
It was an accident. I think we can agree. You know, we're very good at saying sorry and accepting sorry. So, Gerald,
he's been there for a month.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Accepted. Apology accepted.
See.
Now, before we get to our commercial break, I did just want to ask Kimberly. You brought up a moment ago, you know, your first day on the job, and part of the life swap was swapping your careers, as we know. Now,
yes.
Gerald, you are a renowned rodeo clown there in
I'm
South
a rodeo
Dakota.
Clown, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and remind us for our viewers, because we couldn't actually, because of legality, use your rodeo clown name. What is the name? But we can do it here in the podcast. What is the name that you rodeo clown under?
So I'm Cashew the Clown.
Cashew the Clown, great. Yes, I was wondering. You know, we had
sort of
a poll going.
Do you want to know why?
Yes.
You want to know why?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I ride the horse, I sort of bunch all my limbs up, kind of in a little bunch, and I like ride it on top like that, and I look like a little bean. I mean, like a little nut.
Like a little nut, like a little cashew. Now, yeah. Kimberly, this was a surprise to you, I know, as we all saw in the episode when you show up and you were there and you're putting on the face paint and the hat, the little rubber chaps. Tell us, what was that first day like? What was that experience like?
Sucked. Hardcore sucked.
Well, it looked like you were having fun. What was...
What?
I'm a huge fan of rodeo clowns. Don't get me wrong. Have you seen those old clips of famous rodeo clown Dirk Virgin?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay, well...
Of course he hasn't.
He's amazing.
he's
retired now. But he is my hero, and I thought it would be, you know, exciting, beautiful, special, big, fast. But it was none of those things. It was hard, uncomfortable, slow, stupid, and hard. And I didn't like it.
Said hard twice. She said hard twice. Just saying.
It's true, Kimberly.
Horatio, please.
You can reach a little further than that, yeah?
What?
Difficult. Painstaking.
I was crescent rolled to be on that horse.
Well,
you
know, one of the most shocking moments of the whole episode, I think,
I rode it like a crescent roll.
You rode it like a crescent roll, and you
which
were
was
over.
Almost perfect.
It was very cashew. cashew
wasn't bad.
However,
it wasn't bad.
You know, the horse who we later learned was named King Pumpkin. When he bucked you off the horse, when you were, you know, doing your silly rodeo stuff, you know, I was out of breath.
Okay.
For a moment
first
there, I thought, you know, she is hurt. But then you got up and you waved and everyone cheered and they, you know, clinked their glasses. But really, what was that moment like? I mean, from where I was sitting, it looked like you had really taken some damage there.
Bucked. I was bucked. I was hard bucked.
Yeah.
I was like, you mother bucker. But listen, I was fine. As you saw, I was fine. I did get up. Later, I had to pop my knee in private. I had to pop my knee back in place backstage, kind of in the stalls with the horses. And I had a talking to with King Pumpkin. I said, If you ever do that to me again, I swear to God, I'm going to get you and your all your horse friends. And, you know, the King Pumpkin was receptive to that. I popped my knee back in. Everything was fine. But I felt embarrassed, and I cursed the day I was born in that moment, for sure.
Well, it certainly made for some great television, and so I hope it was a swap.
Amen.
That mattered. Now, Gerald, moving to you, as we all know, Kimberly's job as a neurosurgeon in Canada must have been a very difficult transition from rodeo clown. Tell us, what was it like when you walked in there? And, you know, as we all saw in the episode, it was the busiest day at the hospital, and, you know, tell us about that first day.
Well, it was Black Friday at the hospital. It was a huge rush. Everyone's coming in hurt, being like, my neighbor ran over me. Or like, you know, whatever.
Was everyone rushing to get into the hospital, or they were getting there?
Yeah, it was like a Black Friday.
Other places.
It was both. Kimberly, it was both. But also, you are a neurosurgeon, so you're dealing with very particular cases. And I wanted to prepare, right? So, like, I definitely did go to the what do you call Target in Canada again?
A Target.
Yeah, I went to a Target and I bought some scrubs and some, like, I bought the whole thing, right? Because I knew I had to go in there and, like, be ready to go. So I walked into the hospital and I said, I said, bear with me. I said, I am supposed to be Kimberly so and so, and I am taking her place for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I'm gonna do her job as a neurosurgeon, and I'm ready to go. Look at my gloves, and so they gave me a lot of flack, right? They really wouldn't let me in the place, So I weaseled my way in, and I got to the and Kimberly, what do you call it? The operating where everyone can look
the
in.
The OR.
No, it's
The operating room.
Yeah. But they call it a certain thing when, like, people are watching from above and they can, like, see everything.
They call that the fishbowl.
Yes, the fishbowl.
Yep.
So I made my way into the fishbowl, and can I say this? And, like, I don't want to be, like, people can fact check me, but, like, I think I did pretty good, and that woman is okay.
Yeah. Marcia is totally fine. She wrote in, she might join us a little bit later for the call if she's available, but, yeah. Surprise!
Oh, my God.
She wasn't sure if she could make it out of bed or not, but she did say if she could, she would try, so.
I don't blame her. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that was weeks ago.
That was
so long ago. I'm so happy to hear that, because I didn't know. I think she's fine, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, when I got signed up
to do
Life Swap, I was like, people don't need a brain surgeon. At least not all the time.
Not like, all the time.
You can need me later. You needed me before. You don't need me at this moment, or this moment, or this moment, or this
Kimberly, same with rodeo clowns, right? Like, it's like, there's a time and a place, isn't there?
Yeah, right. And that place is the rodeo, you know?
Right. And, you know, you did say that in the show, which I thought, you know, a lot of the viewers really latched onto, was that very quote of, you know, there is a time and a place.
Very cool. Yeah.
But it was amazing to see the connections, and I could see the artistry of your brain surgery, your neuroscience coming through in the way that you rode King Pumpkin, in the same way that I saw the artistry of your rodeo clownery when you were, you know, pointing down at Marsha's wrist deep in a brain, exactly.
Well, deep in a brain.
This seems like a good place to take our first commercial break, so we can thank our sponsors, Target. Get all your scrubs needs at a Target, and we'll come back to answer some fan mail and pick up on the hot goss. Be right back. And welcome back to the Life Swap podcast. We hope you had a good and productive break, eh? Now, we're going to move on to, before we get into our questions from the fans, I did have a personal question, because when I was on the show in season one with Genevieve, I remember the most difficult swap was the tattoo swap. And I would love to know what your thoughts were about that. Kimberly, you went from having a Tom and Jerry tattoo to having a tattoo of what appeared to be a scene from The Great Gatsby.
Scene from The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. So I'd be curious to know what that was like for you, and then also for you, Gerald, to know what it was like to go from having this, you know, literature statement to cartoon cat and mouse. So why don't we go ahead and start with you, Kimberly?
Well, I think that's a good question for everyone. Sorry. That's a really good question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And not enough people have asked about it, and honestly, I feel kind of like...
It's a huge deal, because I'll just say really quick before we both answer, these tattoos, these aren't like tiny tattoos, these are big tattoos. Big
right,
tats.
Right, yeah.
Full back.
Yeah, whole back tattoos.
Full back.
Full back, whole back.
Can't lose.
I want people to think about this. Okay, yeah. Oh, Tom and Jerry, so different from The Great Gatsby. Oh my gosh, how could you go through such a change? But here's what I have to say about that. We're storytellers, man.
Whoa.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tom and Jerry, like classic story. Classic, like dawn of time kind of stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got The Great Gatsby. Like that is classic too. I mean, the light, the parties, like you can't escape that life. And you can't escape the cat when you're the mouse, and you're always the mouse, if you know what I mean.
Right, just like Daisy, always the mouse.
I felt just like crazy, and I was like, this is kind of what I already had. I felt more myself than ever before.
Wow, amazing. But now, Gerald, I know you had a little bit different experience.
Oh, it's super different.
Yeah, you and I spoke a little bit about it on the phone, but why don't you go ahead and tell our fans sort of what your experience was with the T and J.
Yeah, sucked shit. It was really painful and bad. I took it pretty literally, and I was like, so, okay. I guess let's just, like, paint the picture, right? Like, so my back...
skinny.
Very
skinny.
Excuse me?
It's a compliment coming from a Canadian when we say you're very skinny. It means that
you're both...
Skinny back.
Fat as fuck over here. Sorry. That's South Dakota. That's the posh South Dakota in me. Now listen... from my shoulder, from the top of my shoulders down to the top of my butt, it's classic. It's, you don't have to think too much about The Great Gatsby. When whoever's listening to this, when you think of The Great Gatsby, what do you think of? It's those crazy eyes in the sky and the green light at the end and the book, the cover of the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I can almost guarantee that everyone else thinks of the book.
Okay.
Cover.
Skinny.
But I'm not... Okay, so that's covering my whole back, right? I just want everyone to know that. Full color, can't lose, right? I go into this Canadian tattoo parlor, which, first of all, I'm like, golly, just like, get... just like... night. Both... everyone's wearing tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's
they're
like,
nice,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's
they're
nice. It's
very
pleasant.
Nice. They look nice. And it's just like, oh, what would you like? They don't sound like that, but I can't really do a Canadian accent. That's Canadian accent's so crazy. But you go in there and you're like, okay, I have a big tattoo. I have like a big job for you guys. Mm-hmm. And they went in and they just redid it all to Tom. Tom's the cat, right? Yeah. He's looking under the food bowl or something. And like Jerry's like, shooting him with a real gun or like something, you know, whatever it is, something like that. I was like, tiny mouse gun, shotgun. And I was like, make it like that. And it took 48 hours and it hurt a lot. They did a great job. I'm not trying to, you know, disparage that business at all, but it sucked to do for sure.
Right, and we only saw a brief glimpse of it when in the whole swimming pool montage where you were doing the water polo exercises and stuff. So we didn't really get to see the extent.
You guys want to see it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
here it is.
Oh wow! Oh. Wow, that is it's a little different than yours, Kimberly. It's a little.
That's not really what I had.
Huh.
What do you? You sent me a picture. Someone sent me.
I don't think
some producer sent me a still image of a.
The gun may have been a sort of homage to the American influence. We all do know that Canadian tattoo artists do sometimes have a tendency to take liberties, you know. When they're in the tuxedo, it gives them a sense of authority.
Those rascals.
Yeah, very rascallion.
All right. Well,
I'm glad to know that that it's still, I mean, it looks great, if I can just say.
Thank you.
It looks skinny and it looks great.
Ugh. It's skinny.
Oh, my God. This is skinny. This. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's got
just in that it is skin like.
Yes.
Oh, it's very skin-y,
very
sure.
skin like. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's got what we like to call in Canada that Molson mite, if you will. Now, let's move into some questions from our fans. So this one comes to us from at Donnie B, aka Donnie Baxter in Kickapoo, Wisconsin. Donnie wants to know what was the hardest part of having to swap each other's to swap your significant other? You know that you were both involved in various relationships. What was the hardest part? And Donnie B follows up, what was the funnest part? Donnie B, obviously American. What was the funnest part? And what
Donnie
was the hardest
B.
part?
Donnie B's a little bit of a rascal. Yeah, go off, Queen.
I think you know what the funnest part is.
I mean, you
Gerald.
Say. Yeah, you say.
Anal.
Anal for sure. For sure, anal.
What was the other question?
It doesn't matter. Moving on to the next question. This next question comes to us from Constantine Torrealba, who says, I couldn't
Ooh,
help but
ooh,
feel but feel for you when I saw that you, at Torrealba.twitter, he said, I couldn't help but feel for you when you had to switch your, I'm sorry, I can't read this word, when you had to switch your... what he's trying to get at is those, like when you're, your allergies, that's the word, I was going to say Allegra's algebra.
Note?
Yeah, he actually pasted it on the door as I came into the office. So what was it like?
As you came, hold on a second, as you came in this morning.
Yes.
Before even note? You've had, maybe even your coffee, you saw a note and you're like, what the heck?
You would be surprised, Gerald, how many post-it notes I find on the glass door outside of the office. Questions when people know that I'm going to have guests, or like, just, what are you doing for dinner? You know, Horatio.
They signed it Torrealba.twitter?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you this. Everything I learn about you every second of every minute is wild. Let's go.
Well,
all right.
You know, that's a reason I have
Keep
a podcast.
Okay.
Now, what Torrealba at Twitter.com was saying was he really felt for you when you had to switch your allergies, that was just a swap that you know, dangerous, but, you know, the show's producers, Armando Frescaturi, was very sure, much sure. like, this is an essential part of the show. So,
right.
Kimberly, what was it like to suddenly be allergic to milk?
Oh, milk. I had trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I love milk. That's the Tom in me. But I channeled my
nice.
Energy and said, oh, I hate milk now.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's really good.
Other than that, I didn't find out. I mean, if you want the real detail, I did not find out that I was newly allergic to milk until I squirted.
Right. You know, you wake up in that hospital bed, you know, clamped down, and, you know, you had just agreed to do the show, you sign the contract, you wake up, suddenly you have a tattoo, suddenly you have, you know, these new allergies, and sometimes you don't even find out. I mean, it makes for great television, but I'm certainly that was a must have been a great surprise when you squirted and there was milk or a lack of milk or poisonous milk, as the case may be.
At the Shake Shack. I was down there getting the seasonal shake.
Right.
Trying that new minty mint blast, and boy, did I blast.
Right. For our American listeners, we do often refer to going to Shake Shack for a shake as, let's go for a squirt. Or, you squirting tonight? And we
but
all
this
know
was,
we're
of course,
about.
This was, of course, in South Dakota where she did this. Must have been.
Right, which is
it was pop up.
Which was
it
the
was
hilarious
pop
section
it was
of the
pop up.
You know, which was the
and I popped up, okay.
Which was the hilarious segment of the show where she was saying these things, and the South Dakotians were just flabbergasted. There's another word for you. Things being said.
And I flabbergasted, you know what I'm saying?
You went to Shake Shack and your breasts exploded with milk.
It was
my butt.
It was
hole.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean
butt,
my maple hole.
Your butt,
maple hole.
Okay.
Thank you. Maple hole. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, thank God. That's so much better.
Yeah. I mean, it was a shocking part of the show, but you know, I really felt like the way that the editors made it, it didn't seem quite so devastating. It was really quite a comedic event, if I may say so myself.
Yeah. I was breastfallen.
Ooh, good. Ooh, Kimberly. Wow. Well done. That's that Canadian schooling right there. It's free.
Learn something new every day.
Now, same question for you, Gerald. You discovered sort of on the spot that you were allergic to trees?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was tough, right? Like this was, it was tough. I mean, so here's what I'll say. The trees here, up here, where you guys are at, where you guys live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm getting a little overwhelmed just about the last story.
It's okay. It's okay.
I didn't know. I don't watch the show, so I didn't know.
You know, a lot of the contestants actually.
Not a TV
guy.
Yeah,
they don't watch the show.
Not a TV guy. No, I like chess and I like to go to bed. What was the. Shit.
You were allergic to ToriAlba.com@twitter.org wants
your,
to know.
Your guy, yeah, the handwritten Twitter wants to know. I know. So you're the trees up here that you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing.
Mm.
I like flat, clean desert, and every now and then a little dusty tree. You know, like I don't like the evergreen. I don't like the lush, the plush. I already don't like that. So when I got the little card from the producers that mm-hmm. said, "Hey, among other things, you're now allergic to the trees,"
mm-hmm.
And I'm outside, I'm under a bridge, so I'm like looking around, I'm like, "Okay, well, this is gonna be a real problem." But I already don't like them. So what I did was I sort of hired a couple of my buds, to voot, 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 and just saw them all down around the bridge. Where I live, and it wasn't a problem.
Yeah, which, you know, for you was not a problem. Those maples had been planted by an elementary school as part of a future visioning project. There's no way that you could have known that.
They were small. You know, they clearly had just been planted.
They had just been planted.
Let's just say the project didn't take very long.
Yeah, yes, and so, you know,
I could have done it myself.
On behalf of the Canadian people, let me just say, I'm sorry that those trees were placed there in front of you in that way.
I'm just, you know, I'm just in the show, right? I'm just part of the show, so I'll do whatever I, you know, no problem. No sweat off my anal.
Amazing. Well, yeah. we've got one more question from a fan. This comes to us from Gene Stockwell in Vancouver, and Gene wants to know...
Canada.
Yeah, another Canadian. Hello, Canuck. Gene wants to know, what was the... we all watched the finale, you know, that we saw the moment where you sort of, like, gave your grand sort of diatribe on the experience, and you know, the violins were playing, and we all learned something. But what Gene really wants to know is, like, what is it that you wish you could have said? Or was there anything that the producers cut out that you wish that the public would know about your experience on Life Swap?
Kimberly, you talk.
All right. Well, I did watch it. I watched it every day for about a week. Because I couldn't get over the way my chin looked.
Oh, you're talking about the hashtag Slimer on Twitter. People were saying you had sort of a Slimer chin.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, well, check out hashtag Slimer on Twitter.
I started it, dude. Chin. I started it. I'll say that on air. I started it, man.
Revelation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Gerald? Revelations.
Ugh.
I know.
You would. I'm not surprised.
I did. Yeah. Good.
I mean, to be fair, Slimer is a lovable character, despite the fact that he is sort of a menacing, you know, gluttonous ghost. He was, in fact, like a lovable character. I think that's how I would interpret it, really, Kimberly, is it was an homage to a fantastical phantasm.
I think he's nasty as hell.
Thank you for that.
I think he's a big, nasty, green bitch.
Gerald.
She's getting pissed now.
You know what I started?
What?
I started the campaign.
Don't say this. Don't do it.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
Just go ahead and say it. Why don't you go ahead and say it?
Hashtag Gay Gerald.
Okay, I need to. I need to make a phone. I actually need to make a phone call because this is
that was number 10.
Unbelievable.
Trending on Twitter, just above hashtag Slimerchin.
Oh, okay. So, isn't that interesting?
Now,
and you know what? I stand by it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
I bet
all.
You do.
Sorry.
So I feel a little bit.
Say that I'm not sorry.
Horatio.
I'm going to take off my Canuck podcasting hat here for a moment and put on my...
If you say Canuck one more time, and I mean this, I will kill you.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I'm getting fired up.
I'm sorry. Let me take off my Canadian podcasting cap and put on my observational, sociotherapeutic, knitted head warmer. And tell you that I feel like what you are experiencing right now, this hostility, this antagonism, is something that I, certainly Genevieve and I felt after season one. It's really when you step into someone else's shoes. You know, there's that old Canadian saying of walk a mile in someone's New Balance, right?
Shoes.
And you'll know exactly who they are and what they're all about. Well, it's true, but when you have to, when you get their tattoo on your back, when you're, squirting milk at the Shake Shack, I think we all understand that it's a
from
whole
your
other
butt,
level
from your butt.
Of that. Yeah. So I just want to just say that, you know, like this antagonism that you're feeling, it's real, it's natural, and it's okay. And, you know, us hashtag life swap survivors certainly understand what you're going through. And we have the network, which you can look up, lifeswapsurvivors.net, if you have any further questions about that.
Believe life swappers.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions. I think all of my questions were answered.
I didn't learn anything. It felt like shit, and it sucked the whole time.
Well, for what it's worth, we do have our highest viewership currently. So that's very exciting. We have some.
This is live.
Yeah,
this is live.
This was live. Did our producer not tell you that? Did Gary not tell you that?
No, Gary didn't.
No.
Tell.
Yeah,
where's
no,
Antonio Futanesca?
We're live, and you've been
hashtag gay Gary.
Come on.
Now, before we go,
get
I do just
slimer off me.
I do just have one question for you before we go. That I just have to know.
Oh, just one.
Oh,
just
I'm all
just
ears.
One.
Oh,
yes,
you
yeah,
do.
This is me.
It's about time for a question.
This is not my fans. Okay.
Oh, Canuck.
Okay, now Kimberly, don't let's not be rude. Okay. Now, the question is, and
yes, Kimberly,
that
may be rude.
Oh, okay, Gerald. This is a question that I like to ask all of the guests of the show, people who've been on it.
Why does this show suck so much and I'm bad and it stinks?
Why don't I just watch Live Swap instead of listening to this podcast that's apparently live?
The question was going to be if you could swap, why are you laughing? If you could swap with...
I was thinking about a New Yorker cartoon.
Oh. If you could swap with anybody, living or dead, or like a famous person, or living or dead, who would you want to swap with and why?
Okay.
That's actually a good question.
Living or dead?
Yeah, who would you want to swap with?
I have my answer. Do you want to say it on three?
It's not going to be the same answer.
I don't know. Maybe it will be. Wouldn't that be really cool?
Yeah, give it a try. It'll make good podcast. Go ahead, just say it at the same time.
It'll make good podcast.
Living or dead.
Okay, let me think.
It's the first one that came to my head.
Just a reminder that if you need any scrubs or PCR materials, A Target has everything you need and that you might be looking for.
All right, I got it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Bugs Bunny.
Abraham Lincoln.
Huh. Well, I'm not interesting. Very, very telling of who you are as people. I think in very revealing in that. I just want to put back on my podcasting hat and say thank you both so much for appearing here on the Life Swap podcast. It has been an absolute. Well, it's been an experience, and I hope you were going to join me and the rest of the fans in watching the season finale in 2 weeks. Where we know there's going to be some big surprises, and they've already promised a swap.
We spoiled some of it.
You did spoil.
Yeah, we definitely spoiled.
For sure.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll go back and edit it out. But
you did.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I'm just excited about the show, you know?
And, we're kidding around, man. We were kidding. We're kidding around about all that.
No, I love your American sense of humor. It's great to just denigrate me, you know, while I'm here trying to do this podcast. You know, I'm trying to put my kids through school, you know, Aloysius.
You got kids?
Yes, I do. Aloysius needs swimming
lessons.
Aloysius
got kids?
Yeah, I do. I do have, I have three kids, okay? And I just, I'm doing the best I can. I'm sorry.
What are their names? What are their names?
Aloysius.
Aloysius.
Meredith.
Meredith.
And Skyder.
Skyder.
Skyder. It's like Skyler, but like der. Skyder.
I did my research.
That's really nice. Those actually really sound nice.
Thank you. No, see, is that so hard to just be nice to just, I mean, is it so hard to turn off that mean volume knob that you... Well, okay. Well, listen, I feel like this is as good a place as any to stop. Thank you again so much to Kimberly and Gerald, not their real names, but if you dig deep enough on the internet, you can find out. So thank you so much for appearing on the show. I will hope you enjoy it when it premieres. And any last thoughts from Kimberly or Gerald?
Do you want to know why I said Bugs Bunny?
I do want to know. Why did you say Bugs Bunny?
I'd also like to know.
Because he wouldn't have to change anything about himself to talk to me, because he would just say, "What's up, Doc?"
Mm. Poetic.
You know what? You guys want to know why I said Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Free the slaves.
Sorry, what was that?
He freed the slaves.
He freed the slaves, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be an amazing
swap. Emancipation.
Yes, I'm sure he would enjoy playing chess and sleeping on your tiny creaky bed.
Everyone knows that's why. I mean, that's just why he is famous.
Mm-hmm.
And the president. He was the president too.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you're so original.
You know who? I know you were dying to know who I would swap with.
What's up, Doc?
If I had the chance to swap with somebody,
yeah, let's say it.
I would swap with Charles Baudelaire, the French poet. I would love to know what it's like to be in a 18th century opium den. You know, writing poems and. That's just me.
What?
But
what?
I think he would be a good podcast host. I think he would love having kids.
Of course you think
so
he would be a good podcast host.
This is the end of the
host.
Show. I think we'll
this
see you all
it.
Next week.
I don't know. You don't know.
Excuse me. That's my job. Thank you. This is the end of the show. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget
next
week.
Don't you close every episode with a little song?
Yes. I was getting to that point before you cut me off. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week, everybody. Life Swap, the podcast for you, All right, thank you, everybody. Thanks so much. I am Horatio, and I will see you next week. Take care and keep on swapping.
Thanks for listening. That was Life Swap with Horatio Baggins.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And follow us on Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.